You're saying there were irregularities. State and federal election officials called 2020 the most secure election in history. But let me ask you about what's happening in Georgia this week. FBI agents executed a warrant at an election hub in Fulton County, seizing ballots and records tied to the 2020 election. I want you to listen to what Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia had to say about this search. Take a look.
And here's the thing. This is a shot across the bow at the midterm elections. He tried to steal power when he lost it in 2020. We have to be prepared for all kinds of schemes and shenanigans. We have to be prepared for him to try to deprive people of their voting rights in Georgia.
What do you say to that allegation that President Trump is going to meddle in the 2026 midterm elections, that that's what he's doing in Georgia?
I find it comical that one of the senators from Georgia is talking about schemes in elections. Remember, Georgia was example A of that in the 2020 election.
Well, there were two statewide recounts in Georgia, Mr. Speaker.
They sent mail-out ballots to everyone. Everyone knows all of the problems that occurred in Georgia. It was very controversial and remains so to this day because of all the things that happened there. Again, we're not going to relitigate that, but what we have to focus on is going forward to ensure that there are not questions about the elections. And that's why Republicans are working at the federal and the state levels to clean those things up, to clean up voter rolls, to make sure illegals are not voting, for example. That's what the SAVE Act is about. And we have to continue that. And the president is keeping a proper focus on it. This investigation is to ensure that all the questions about the elections in Fulton County are investigated properly so that people have confidence in the system again. That's very important.